Hi, my name is Troy Jacobson, and I'm the head coach of the Jacobson Leadership Academy, where we help leaders and organizations optimize their performance. In our leadership workshops and executive coaching, we talk a lot about empathy, or that ability to understand who people are, how they show up, to walk in their shoes, essentially. And it's really important to be an empathetic leader, because not only does it help you better understand how people show up, it helps them to feel more connected to you as a leader and also to your organization. So let me share my screen here. And this first slide, you'll see, give a psychological hug, metaphorically, of course. But the idea is to let people know that they're heard and cared for. And again, that goes back to this concept of empathy. So let's talk about five ways to show empathy in a conversation or a one-to-one. First of all, don't judge. You never know where somebody's coming from. They might have had a bad morning. They might have had an argument with their spouse. They might have had a traffic incident. Anything can happen. So please don't judge when you first start your meeting. That's not a good way to kick it off. It's not a good way to be empathetic. Next up is listen. Active listening is a skill set. It's one that you should really work to develop. Active listening is about not only hearing what the person's saying, but also hearing what they're not saying, basically reading between the lines. Next up is being fully present and your nonverbal communication. Don't be distracted. Don't be looking at your cell phone. Don't be looking around. Be fully present. Be fully in the moment. Let them know they're important. And use your nonverbal communication, like shaking your head, to let them know they're being heard. Acknowledge what the person's saying, mirroring back to them. Letting them know how you hear it and letting them confirm that is really important. So acknowledgement. And then after acknowledgement, it's validating their feelings, letting them know that they're being heard once again and validating where they're coming from. All of these are important in developing that empathetic point of view and allowing people to be heard. So an empathetic leader is one that really connects with their people. And a leader who connects with their people is one who's going to deliver better outcomes. Not only are their people going to be doing better in their role, they're going to be feel more connected to the leader as well as more connected to the organization as a whole. But it takes work and it takes authenticity to show up as an empathetic leader. If you have any questions about that or would like to develop your empathy or your leadership skills and abilities, please reach out to me and let's talk about our executive coaching and our leadership workshops. Thanks for listening and have a great day.